Amen. How you guys doing this morning? Woo! I heard a woo. A whoo. Whoa. What do you guys do when you're not doing well? I'm not joking. What do you do when you're desperate? What do you do when you feel lost? Anyone here ever feel that way? Do you ever feel consumed with sadness and wonder, where is this coming from? Yeah. That happens to me sometimes. Let me share a scripture with you. I'm going to share a couple, but I'm going to share one with you that really helped me this week. Turn your Bibles over to 1 Peter 5. You know, God doesn't need to say a lot to say a lot. He doesn't need a lot of words. Sometimes just a simple word is all your soul needs at times. Have you ever been laying in your bed and just wondering, why am I consumed with sadness at this moment? Why does sadness come into our life? Why do we feel desperate at times? Loss of money, lack of money, lack of direction, not knowing where you're going or how to get to where you're not even knowing where you're going. It's challenging. You know, I was laying in my bed just this week and thinking. I don't know if you guys think a lot. I think a lot. This thing won't shut down sometimes. And I was thinking and I was in my head and I prayed. I said, God, I need you. My heart hurts. And I saw this scripture, 1 Peter 5:7. It says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. That literally brought me to tears. Do you ever feel that God doesn't care? You in church, I know, you don't want to admit that. But there are times where I'll confess my sin. There has been times in my life where I'm like, are you there? Do you hear me? Do you see me suffering? Do you understand what I'm going through? And that's okay to ask God those questions. He's big enough to handle. Why aren't you going to be real with God when he already knows? It says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Do you feel God cares for you? You know, as I read the Bible, there are several reasons why we pray, right? One is to get direction from God. One is to praise him. One is to make requests from him. Sometimes we complain to him. Sometimes it's to get answers. But are you going to God in desperate prayer? Or are you praying over your Happy Meal and think you have a great relationship with God? Do you only pray grace and don't pray through desperation? You know, David was a desperate man. So we're going to read a bunch of the Psalms. I'm going to let him preach to you this morning. Why was David so desperate? He was chosen to be king when no one even thought about him. He was out in the bat. He wasn't even in the lineup. But God had a different plan for him. He fought a giant. Are you fighting a giant this morning? Have you defeated your giant? Or is your giant kicking your tail? We're all in different places this morning. His king became jealous of him and wanted to literally take his life. Later in life, he committed murder and adultery. Read it. Fascinating. You know, the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. Later in his life, his own children betrayed him. And what did David do? What are we called to do when we don't know what to do? Do you call your bestie? Do you talk to your spouse? Those are all good things. Do you post it on social media hoping for an answer just to pop back up? Let me tell you, stop posting your stuff on social media, please. It's like it's the new therapist or something. It's not going to help you. Call somebody. Amen. Pray first. Man, I talk to my wife. I even talk to my kids. I talk to a lot of people. But I got to go to God first. Look over in Psalm 54. Do you have sanitized prayers? Are your prayers clean? Man, my prayers are sometimes just filthy. They're just honest. I come to God where I'm at, and he gets me to where I need to be. You know, it's incredible. When we go to God with desperate prayers, he answers. When we go to God in desperation, he hears us. Why? Because he cares for you. Psalm 54, save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. Arrogant foes are attacking me. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. People without regard for God. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Let evil recoil on those who slander me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. I will sacrifice a freewill offering to you. I will praise your name, Lord, for it is good. You have delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked up in triumph on my foes. Psalm 55. Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught because of what my enemy is saying. Because of the threats of the wicked, for they bring down suffering on me and assail me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter far from the tempest and the storm. Lord, confuse the wicked. Confound their words. For I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they prowl around about on its walls. Malice and abuse are within it. Destructive forces are at work in the city. Threats and lies never leave its streets. If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were rising against me, I could hide. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship at the house of God as we walked about among the worshipers. Let death take my enemies by surprise. Let them go down alive to the realm of the dead, for evil finds lodging among them. As for me, I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress. He rescues me unharmed, for the battle wages against me, even though many oppose me. God, who's enthroned from on old, who does not change, he will hear them and humble them, because they have no fear of God. My companion attacks his friends. He violates his covenants. His talk is smooth as butter, yet war is in his heart. His words are more soothing than oil, yet they are drawn swords. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken, but you, God, will bring down the wicked. Into the pit of decay, the bloodthirsty and deceitful will not live out half their days. But as for me, I trust in you. Psalm 56, be merciful to me, God, for my enemies are in hot pursuit. All day long they press their attacks. My adversaries pursue me all day. In their pride, many are attacking me. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise. In God I trust, am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? All day long they twist my words. All their schemes are for my ruin. They conspire, they lurk. They watch my steps, hoping to take my life. Because of their wickedness, do not let them escape. In your anger, God, bring the nations down. Record my misery. List my tears on your scrolls. Are they not on your record? When my enemies will turn back when I call for help. Then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. But this I will know, that God is for me. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I trust and am not afraid. What can man do to me? I am under vow to you, my God. I'll present my thanks offering for you, to you, for you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. What can we learn from David? Read Psalm 57, too. I'm not going to read it just for the sake of time. What can we learn from David? To be vulnerable with God. Be vulnerable with God. Tell him exactly how you're feeling. You don't have to be religious in prayer. We're in a relationship with God. He wants to know how you're doing. He already knows our thoughts. He cares for you. Be honest with your fears. Do you ever fear anything? I fear things. He knows, and he cares. Be faithful. Be faithful in prayer. When we look at David's Psalms, we see that not only did he at times complain or vent, but he knew what God was going to do. His relationship with God kept on showing back up. As he would talk about his enemies, he would say, but you, God, you're going to do this. And you, God, you're going to do that. It's like when the man went to Jesus, I believe, help me in my unbelief. You can go to God just where you're at. Don't give in to your emotions. Can you imagine how emotional David was when he wrote these Psalms? As you once walked in fellowship with someone, now they want to take your life. Chucking javelins at you, bringing armies against you, making your friends go against you. He probably was full of emotions. Do you ever go to God in emotional prayer? Prayer is not supposed to be just a checklist item. It's supposed to be doing something because it's a relationship. Do you speak to your wife just because you're supposed to? I hope not. I hope you enjoy it. Same thing with God. You need to feel, we at times when we go through stuff, we are going to feel stuff. It's natural. But you know what? Sometimes we have to go against the natural to get to the spiritual, to get to where God wants us to be. You know, my prayer is that today, tonight, now, you will just pray to God. You will go to God in desperation. Whether you're praising him or you're complaining, that we will be real with God. When we're confused, when we're humbled, 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Amen? Amen. At this time, we're going to pray for our communion. There's no better message for what Jesus did for us is to remind us that he cares for us. And he showed that on the cross. And he shows that every day. Let's pray for our communion together. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you so much for all that you do in our lives. We thank you for the sacrifice that you made so that we could have a relationship with you. Thank you for saving David. David Watson, who was baptized today, Father, thank you so much for adding him to your kingdom, God. We thank you for that. We thank you for your sacrifice on the cross. Without such, we would not even be here. God, be with us this week. Help us to draw closer to you in desperate prayer and just be with us. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.